Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly sunny skies today with a high of 88. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 67. 93 tomorrow, mainly clear. Clear skies and dry Friday and Saturday, mid-90s. Friday, upper 90s by Saturday. A peek at the extended shows, 99 Sunday, 98 Monday, and 90 on Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 82 degrees.
Covering Kansas and Nebraska, this is KQNK News on Classic Hits Q106.7 and Superstar Country 102.5.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Governor Kelly denies a clemency request for Jonathan and Reginald Carr, the two sentenced to death after a crime spree in 2000 that left five people dead. Attorney General Chris Kobach says he is speaking with local lawmakers to find a way to follow through with their death sentences. And today, advance mail-in ballots go out for this year's primary. For your vote to be counted, they need to be returned in person or by mail by 7 o'clock on Election Day, August 4th. And there is no grace period, so make sure you turn your advanced mail-in ballots in on time. Argentina and England face off in the World Cup semifinals this afternoon, opening kick 2 o'clock. You can catch the game on Fox, and the winner faces Spain in the championship game. And Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is reminding Kansans to be on the lookout for harmful blue-green algae as the summer recreation season continues. For listeners in our area, Kerwin Lake in Phillips County remains under a blue-green algae watch, although its advisory level was lowered on July 10th. A watch means algae may be present, and visitors should avoid the areas where algae are visible. Swimming, wading, and other water activities are discouraged near blooms, while boating and fishing can continue with caution. Blue-green algae can appear as foam, scum, or paint floating on the water and may be blue, bright green, brown, or even red. The toxins can affect both people and pets through skin contact, swallowing contaminated water, or breathing in water spray. Symptoms may include skin irritation, headaches, fever, vomiting, and diarrhea. Pet owners are urged to keep animals away from suspicious water and prevent them from drinking lake water or eating dried algae along the shoreline. If you or your pet comes into contact with algae, rinse off immediately with clean, fresh water. Elsewhere in Kansas, several lakes remain under warnings, including Clinton Lake, Marion Reservoir, and Lake Afton. If you notice water that looks like thick green paint, floating scum, or unusual algae, avoid contact and report the suspected bloom to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. One person died in an accident just before 10:30 p.m. Tuesday in Phillips County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2013 Chevy Suburban driven by Cagle Acua, 36 of Long Island, was eastbound on Kansas 383, 1.5 miles northeast of Long Island. The SUV drifted off the road to the north and the driver overcorrected. The vehicle traveled off the road to the south and rolled. The driver was ejected. Acua was pronounced dead at the scene and was transported to Olaf Boyve Funeral Home. Acua was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the accident, according to the KHP. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
More than $2.1 million in federal funding is headed to the State Library of Kansas to support local libraries and community programs across the state. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall announced that the funding provided through the Institute of Museum and Library Services will help the state library support local libraries with programs such as summer reading initiatives and other educational resources. Marshall said libraries play an important role in helping children develop reading skills, critical thinking, and an understanding of American history and civics. He noted the funding comes as the nation prepares to celebrate America's 250th birthday and said it will help preserve and share the country's history and values with future generations. Marshall also highlighted his continued support of federal funding that benefits libraries, museums, historic preservation, and civics education. The State Library of Kansas will distribute the funding to help strengthen library services and programs in communities across the state. Governor Laura Kelly has appointed Johnson County District Judge K. Christopher J. Ram to the Kansas Supreme Court, filling the vacancy created by the retirement of Chief Justice Marla Luckert. J. Ram has served as a district court judge since 2021. He first handled family court cases involving divorce, child custody, and protection orders, and now presides over civil cases. Before joining the bench, he spent years as a civil litigation attorney handling commercial, product liability, healthcare, and transportation-related cases. Kelly said the appointment followed Kansas's merit-based selection process, which narrowed the field to three finalists chosen by the Independent Supreme Court Nominating Commission. She said J. Aram's experience as both a trial attorney and judge made him well qualified to serve on the state's highest court. J. Aram earned his undergraduate degree from the University of Kansas and his law degree from Lewis and Clark College in Oregon. He's also been active in legal organizations, serves as a faculty member at the National Judicial College, and volunteers as a youth soccer coach in the Kansas City area. Under Kansas law, Supreme Court vacancies are filled through a merit-based nomination process. The governor appoints one of three finalists submitted by the nominating commission, and new justices later stand before voters in a retention election, followed by retention votes every 6 years if they remain on the court. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Farmers are taking significant steps to reduce their impact on the environment. Chad Smith has more on the stats behind regenerative agriculture.
Farmers are the ultimate conservationists working to protect the natural resources they're trusted with. Cameron Castillo, an associate economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, said new data from AFBF looks at exactly how that work is done through regenerative agriculture.
So regenerative agriculture is any production system that minimizes environmental impacts, maximizes agricultural production, promotes good stewardship of the land, and increases the economic and productive viability of the soil over time.
Castillo said Farm Bureau crunched the numbers and found a sharp increase in participation in regenerative practices over the last decade.
Just in the 10-year period between fiscal year 2014 and the end of fiscal year 2023, we saw in that 10-year period a 360% increase in participation among America's farmers in regenerative agriculture programs.
Castillo said recent programs announced by USDA will help bolster continuing regenerative agriculture programs as well.
In December of 2025, as a part of that money from the Working Families Tax Cuts Act, we saw USDA announce a $700 million regenerative agriculture pilot program, which was designed to help farmers and ranchers adopt conservation practices that improve soil health and enhance water. water quality on their operations.
Chad Smith, Washington.
All right, Chad, thank you very much for the update. That's Chad Smith reporting. You're listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Everywhere I travel in this country, I hear farmers talk about I can't find enough people to help me, and that is a problem. It's the biggest limiting factor that we have in American agriculture.
Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval says it's what convinced him to give up dairying. But a bill in the House Ag Committee could help, in part by expanding a seasonal guest worker program to year-round.
The H2A program that currently exists is a seasonal guest worker program. In certain parts of this country, it doesn't make any difference what you're doing. The work's there every day, whether it's harvesting a crop or pruning and preparing them for the next crop. So the biggest issue is having year-round workers.
Learn more at fb.org and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caron on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Looking to stay dry across much of Kansas for this afternoon as an upper-level ridge of high pressure will be the overall dominant weather pattern factor. Otherwise, a very weak upper-level disturbance could touch off a few very hit-or-miss type showers and storms, mainly in areas to the southeast of the Kansas Turnpike this afternoon, and we'll keep that chance for some very hit-or-miss type showers and storms again in the forecast on Thursday, mainly across eastern Kansas. Temperatures then look to gradually trend hotter as we head deeper into your weekend. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, it's full-on sunshine with high temperatures in the upper 80s to lower 90s. We'll have our winds breezy out of the south and southeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Into north-central Kansas, for this afternoon, lots of sunshine with high temperatures close to 90. We'll have our winds out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Into northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, mostly sunny skies with high temperatures in the lower 90s. Winds light out of the east, only up to around 5 miles per hour. Into southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, a mixture of clouds and sunshine developing. Can't rule out a chance for some hit-or-miss type showers and storms. High temperatures into the lower part of the 90s. For south central Kansas for this afternoon, sunny to partly cloudy skies with high temperatures in the lower 90s. We'll have light southeasterly winds only up to around 5 miles per hour. And back into southwestern Kansas for this afternoon, it's full-on sunshine. We'll have high temperatures reaching up into the upper 80s for Dodge City, but areas down closer to the Oklahoma border and Colorado border could approach those lower 90s for high temperatures. Love those winds out of the southeast, around 10 to 15 miles per hour. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.
Fair time is coming, and Valley Vet Supply has all the fitting and grooming products you need to make those animals look their best. From clippers and combs to brushes and blowers, keep your show animals cool with a powerful turbo fan. Big ones for cattle, small fans for swine, sheep, and goat projects. And Arctic Mister show barn fans cool them off and maintain that hair coat too. Hot weather can stall out those show steers and lambs, keep them on feed, and bring out that bloom with show supplements from Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet keeps a wide array of blocking chute and stall bar options and show box styles too. For the most complete lineup of animal health products and horse and livestock show supplies, go online at valleyvet.com or see them at their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com, valleyvet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Thanks for listening to KQNK News, serving classic hits Q106.7 and Superstar Country 102.5. Stay connected to your community 24/7 at KQNK.com. And never miss a beat. Grab the free KQNK app for your smartphone.
The High Plains Classic Hits, Q106.7.